The Lord be with you.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Glory to you, O Lord.
Jesus was praying in a certain place, and when he had finished, one of his disciples said to him, "Lord, teach us to pray, just as John taught his disciples." He said to them, "When you pray, say, 'Father, hallowed be your name, your kingdom come. Give us each day our daily bread, and forgive us our sins, for we ourselves forgive everyone in debt to us. And do not subject us to the final test.'" The Gospel of the Lord. Okay, yeah, you know, as we make our way through the book of the prophet Jonah, I have to continue to offer just a word or two. The thing unfolds, as it were, right? So I wasn't lying yesterday when I said that Jonah hated the Ninevites, right? The scriptures, the reasons, we kind of tone it down a little bit and we say, Jonah was greatly displeased. What was he greatly displeased at, yeah? We have to look at the way that the other passage ends. "When God saw by their actions how they turned from their evil way, he repented of the evil that he had threatened to do to them. He did not carry it out." Jonah was greatly displeased, right? So Jonah, right, is running away. He doesn't want to bring God's message of repentance to Nineveh. He doesn't want them to survive. He wants them to all perish, right? He wants the city to be leveled. This is the part of the beauty, of course, of the scriptures, is this is not God's will. Right, and even though Jonah is looking at the city, and I think he probably knows that there are 120,000 people or more, or whatever. He knows he can do the stats there, right? He knows how big the city is. It would take 3 days to walk through it, and all the rest. And he's seeing it as like 120,000 people who are on the wrong side of things, right? Like 120,000 of them, and they are not us, and we hate them. And God should kill them, right? It really is that stark. Yeah, it might not be that simple, but it's that stark. And God is saying, there's 120,000 people there, right? Like, you don't think that I would want them to live, that I would want them to flourish? So again, the lines of demarcation matter. Yeah, so we can do the us and them thing. Right, we do it very naturally, right? We form these in-groups, it's us, and then there are outsiders, them, and we start thinking they are worse than us. And we do the us and them thing, okay? So I'm going to say, you can make the distinction, fine. But again, it's not anymore us versus them, or us over and against them. It's us for them. That's the plan of God. It's clear on almost every page of the scripture. It's us for them. We have been called by God to be part of his renewal force. He wants to renew the entire world. And the power of that, the restoration of the entire world is the life of heaven itself. It's God's own life of love. It's love that will restore the world, right? When we're animated and sustained by charity, right? So as to live as a reflection of God's radical generosity, this is what's going to restore the world. Yeah, so fine, us and them. As soon as there's a them, you have much more of a commitment to love. You know, like, we're going to identify the other. Okay, now you better get on loving. Right? That's all that means. Okay, so maybe draw your circle a bit wider, you know, so you don't have to do so much. I don't know. Us and them. Okay, fine. We are for them. And that is how God is going to renew his world. How does he have us become animated by his life of love? He gives us a way to pray. He gives us the Our Father, right? And many more, say, prayers and insights and the rest besides. But he renews us in our prayer. This is the point of prayer. The point of prayer is that we're going to be aligned with God. Yeah, so we're going to submit ourselves whole and entire to God. We're going to line up with him. And he's going to breathe his life into us to animate and sustain our entire life. I was going to say our every thought, word, and deed, but I want to say something, you know, more holistic even than that. He wants to animate and sustain us in our entire life. He wants his breath, right? His spirit to be our life breath, right? He wants his grace, and we want it as well, because it's what we're made for. We want his grace, his own life of love, to be our life blood. It's what's pumping through our bodies. It's every fiber of our being. Yeah, so, and he gives us then the way to do it. I want to say this. The Lord's Prayer, and you see it in a little bit different form here in the Gospel according to Luke, as you do in the other evangelists, right? This isn't the whole Lord's Prayer that we get. Okay, so this is the frame of prayer. Okay? This is the frame, which means, and St. Augustine will say, every Christian prayer that can be prayed, that's my parentheses, every Christian prayer is prayed in the Lord's Prayer. Yeah, so if you have a petition that is worthy of the name Christian prayer, then you will find its expression in the Lord's Prayer. And it can work the other way as well, which is why I say what makes it a great structure or a great frame for us is that we, in our prayer, morning, afternoon, evening, whatever it may be, we can go petition by petition through the Lord's Prayer and offer our hearts in prayer to God, like in those petitions, right? We can pray those petitions with our whole heart. And if we do that, then we pray every prayer that we can pray, right? I mean, I don't know. I always like the kind of exhaustive list, you know, like if I do all the things, then I've done all the things, right? Okay, so this is one of those things. If we do all the things, if we pray every petition of the Lord's Prayer, we've prayed every prayer that we can pray. Now, the great thing is it's not just that. It's also that as we pray the Lord's Prayer, we could do this work ourselves. Look at how the Lord's Prayer reflects Jesus' mission. And then by praying it, we are entering into the mission of Jesus. And we better believe God is giving us the strength then to do what it is he's called us to do, right? As we live into, as we grow into that mission that he's given us. So I want to say this, yeah? Pray the Lord's Prayer. Pray it petition by petition. Pray it with real intentionality, with your whole heart, mind, soul, and strength. You know, there we will find that we're entering Jesus' mission. We're being renewed according to the purposes of God to live fully flourishing human lives, right? And bring, so that he can bring through us that great stewardship that he's entrusted to us. He can animate and sustain us in our work so that we can bring flourishing to what it is he's entrusting to our care. I'll offer, what is he entrusting to our care? He's entrusting to our care other human hearts and lives. And we're called to bring flourishing to them. Right? This is what gives God glory. We're called to bring flourishing to them. Yeah, and he is animating and sustaining us in the task, right? God is giving us every good gift that we need in order to be about that great work of charity, right? So that we can be, again, those little reflections of his radical generosity.